I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, today is the first day back home for 1,000 students at two Philadelphia high schools. As KYW's Mike DiNardo reports, students at Ben Franklin High and Science Leadership Academy have been displaced for most of the year.
Students are returning to their shared campus at Broad and Spring Garden after asbestos abatement and construction forced them to attend classes at other locations for nearly 5 months. New digital arts and engineering spaces await the SLA students, and Franklin students have new chemistry and science labs. On President's Day, parents and teachers were in the building getting it ready for the second first day of school. Steve Cohen was volunteering. His daughter is a junior at SLA.
And I think the idea was both to help the faculty be ready, but also so the kids could come into a building that was really ready for them and feel like it was their home.
And Cohen says he's confident the asbestos found in the school's boiler room and first floor commons area has been fully removed.
Right now, I have a lot of trust in the work that people have done.
As far as the academic disruption of having to attend classes at district headquarters and then returning home, SLA engineering teacher John Camel says his students are resilient.
We made the best of it that we could.
In Spring Garden, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.